You are tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. We're online at WQCS.org. I'm Jill Roberts. In Fellsmere in Indian River County, a drive down a dirt road brings you to a stucco home that doesn't look much like a traditional farmhouse, but that's exactly what it is. In back of the home is an electric fence, and beyond that, a flexible wire fence.
Let me just open this gate right here.
Welcome to the Crazy Heart Ranch, owned by Linda Hart. It's a turkey farm because right now, turkeys are the only product.
This is my breeding stock here. Some of them are molting. They're starting to grow in new feathers where they look better. Otherwise, I call them the bag ladies, kind of, because they look pretty rough. Some of them almost lose all their feathers at a time.
Hart's turkeys wander around the field in which they're fenced, though when we approach, most flock as close as they can. One sits in the low branch of a tree. Wait, a turkey in a tree? Yeah, it's true.
These birds can run, fly, and mate naturally. Your birds out of the store can do none of that. Yeah, I have about 15 hens that roost in that tree at night. So I just let them go and be turkeys.
And being a turkey, Hart says, is not a solitary pastime.
They're very social birds. People say, oh, I'm going to raise a turkey and kill it for Thanksgiving. You might as well be killing the family dog because they are your best bud. They will follow you. They will. If I didn't have them fenced out here, they would be living with me in the house.
But these turkeys are destined to be somebody's Thanksgiving dinner.
These are not like the bird in the store at all. They're, you know, some people buy organic turkeys from the store. That is not the same as these birds. The organic turkeys are the factory birds, which are the big heavy birds. They fed them organic grain and no antibiotics. These birds are a whole different animal, literally.
Hart calls them heritage turkeys. They're smaller than what you'd buy in the store today and were commonly served till the late 1950s when the bigger bird came on the market.
These are the birds that when the Spaniards came to the Americas, they loved turkey. And at one point, all those ships going back to Spain had to have five birds on board, a tom and four hens. And so they took them back to Europe and then they bred them into the breeds that we have today, but turkeys are unique to the Americas. No other country had them originally.
These turkeys are now about 7 months old. They eat the grasses in the field where they live, and they just love the acorns from nearby trees. Hart says she doesn't need to clean up after her turkeys.
This is a sustainable farm. We don't have huge piles of manure because we have tons of birds, so we don't threaten the lagoon. People call me and say, I want to pick up chicken manure, and I say, I have none. It goes all right back into the soil.
Despite her enthusiasm and dedication to her farm, Hart needs to supplement her income by working as a registered nurse. She'd like to change that, but isn't sure it will ever happen. State officials are currently in the third year of a three-year study on small farms, but as with any business today, it's hard to be the little guy.
So they're afraid, and I said, we're really not your customers. We sell poultry at $6, $8, $10 a pound. Walmart, we're not competing with your Walmart customers. The poultry industry is having a hard time, so they don't want to take a chance of giving up any market.
So for now, Hart continues to raise her turkeys and looks for ways to diversify. She had a successful crop of pumpkins last year and may start working with some sheep as well. You can find out more about the Crazy Hart Ranch on the web. We'll have a link at our website, WQCS.org. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.